Are you a surgeon, physician leader, or ASC administrator looking to improve your ASC's bottom line? Join us at the 21st Annual Spine, Orthopedic, and Pain Management Driven ASC and the Future of Spine Conference from June 19th to 22nd at the Swiss Hotel Chicago. With over 220 speakers and 3 days of sessions, this is your chance to engage, network, and learn from industry experts on the latest trends in business, innovation, and technology. Don't miss the opportunity to hear from celebrity keynotes Jerry Rice, who's a former NFL wide receiver and three-time Super Bowl champion, and Dawn Staley, American Basketball Hall of Fame player and coach. Register now and elevate your ASC to new heights.
This is Alan Condon with the Becker's ASC podcast, and I'm delighted to welcome back to the podcast Dr. Jay Dial, anesthesiologist and owner of White Flint Surgery in Rockville, Maryland. Dr. Dial, a pleasure to have you back on the podcast with us today. Before we turn things over and dive into some prepared questions, I'd love for you to share with our audience a little bit more about your background and what's going on in your ASC.
Yeah, so thanks for having me back, I guess. So my claim to fame is that, you know, I was one of the very first MDs back in 1998 to have my own freestanding licensed accredited ASC, a three-room ASC in Rockville. And we've been in, you know, operation all these years, but momentarily we are relocating, so we are officially, you know, closed, but we will open back right back up in July or hopefully July, with construction done. So that's where we are.
Fantastic. Well, and what were the biggest driving forces, I guess, behind that relocation? And were any kind of big challenges in getting that over the line?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, to be brief, I mean, like, it was just our lease was coming up for renewal and we needed to expand. So what we are doing with the new place is that while we will have more procedure rooms, because we are limited by the state, we still will have two operating rooms that are designated operating rooms, but we will have more of, you know, procedure rooms. And then what we've also added is what's called an OBL, which is the most exciting bit these days. And that's something that I would recommend every ASC look into going further.
Yeah. Would you mind diving a little bit deeper on that for our audience in terms of the OBL there and kind of why you recommend this to our ASC owners?
Yeah, so one of the, you know, very underrepresented, surgeries, or there's a huge misconception in the medical community about peripheral arterial disease. And while it's, you know, the technologies are getting very advanced, the literature hasn't kept up with, with the new technologies and the new results, so that, you know, people still quote like old guidelines and old thought processes on the, or even the nomenclature is so outdated that it really doesn't make any sense. So it's a very untapped sort of a new, business line that we've discovered. And the good news is that you really don't need an ASC per se to do these, and it could be done in an OBL setting, and it does really well. I mean, like, Medicare is paying, you know, adequately for these procedures, which is unusual. I mean, like, usually Medicare cuts, I'm sure they will be, you know, cutting down pretty soon, but at this point, it's a very, you know, viable line of surgeries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, really interesting, fascinating stuff there. And I think, because going back to your intro, fantastic claim to fame. I think 98, 99, you said, the first MD to establish a 3OR freestanding ASC. I think no secret to you, me, or any of our listeners here that the healthcare industry, especially the ASC industry, looks a whole lot different now than it did back in 1998. But if you could, I guess, in terms of tactics or strategies, when you think about ASC physician owners today, are there one or two tactics or strategies you really pinpoint in terms of ASC physician owners to really be successful in this day and age?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, the trend has gone, you know, since they are allowing like these much bigger surgeries, it's literally, you know, the days of the mom and pop surgery centers like mine are numbered. I mean, like you're having independent or, you know, physician run ASCs just because of the level of the complexity of the cases, right? So if you're doing a complex orthopedic case or a, you know, a personal injury case or a workman's comp case, they, you know, the amount of coding complexity, the amount of, you know, it's kind of, you know, really not feasible to do them in-house anymore. I mean, just because of the various rules, the CPTs keep changing as they migrate out of the hospital into the ASC setting. So just to keep up with all that, you have to kind of outsource everything. And what it's turning out is that, you know, the days of independent ownership are kind of numbered, and most people are finding that they have to partner with either a hospital health system or a, you know, private equity group or a, you know, a management sort of a setup or something, you know. So that's the unfortunate part. I mean, I really enjoyed the independence of having my own, calling my own shots, you know, running my own ASC the way I liked it. But unfortunately, that's not, you know, viable anymore, you know, just because I have no leverage with the insurers, I have no leverage mm-hmm. with the, you know, with the vendors, I have no leverage with anybody. So unless you get hooked up with a PE or a bigger, you know, a national chain, it's kind of impossible to, you know, maintain an independent facility anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you raise an interesting point there. We covered quite a lot of, when we think about hospitals and health systems, just over the last year, 2 years or so, we've seen a lot of big systems across the country really partner with the likes of Surgery Partners and whatnot to either open brand new or existing ASCs. How do you think the ASC landscape will look as we see more hospitals, more health systems looking to dive more into the outpatient space and the ASC space? Like you said, private equity is also involved there as well. But, you know, how 5 to 10 years from now, how do you see independent ASCs operating? Obviously, like a lot more challenging now, as you said, with all the financial and payer implications too.
Yeah, so you know, so the happy medium that we found is the OBL sort of you know, angle to the ASC, which is, I mean, you know, technically it's not an ASC, but it's like, you know, it's independent of an ASC, but it's a emerging you know, new way to do outpatient stuff and still be in charge of it without needing anything else. Because, I mean, like now we can do like all these cardiac procedures and vascular procedures that, you know, needed an ASC, you know, in the past, but now they've, you know, designated it under OBL systems. So that's your only chance of A, making any money these days, and B, you know, being independent and, you know, running your own affairs, you know.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I'm really excited about. Yeah.
Gotcha. You kind of dove right into my next question there. So it's obviously something that you're really, really excited about. When we think about the future of healthcare, is there anything that potentially gives you pause or makes you nervous?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we are, you know, so I don't know who's calling the shots, but I mean, I thought the general trend was to move out of the hospitals into ASCs. That were more, I mean, you know, they were more, you know, adept at making, you know, quick changes. And but I mean, it's turning out that the hospitals and the big bureaucracy is what's needed even for the ASCs now. You know, so I don't know what the, you know, general thought process is, where we are headed in that sense. That if we're going to have hospitals run ASCs, it's, you know, back to square one, right? I mean, and that. I thought the plan was to, you know, get out of the hospital and get into these more independently owned ASCs and stuff, but that's not how it's panning out. So it's a mixed ball. I mean, like, you know, so yeah, I mean, you know, the hospitals running ASCs is, you know, back to square one for us as far as I'm concerned, because they are top heavy, they are slow moving, they are inefficient, they are, you know. So it's very hard to say in the next 5 years. Something has to give, you know, like, I mean, the answer is these independent ASCs that can, run efficiently, with individual doctors being owners. But that's
is
not,
there any,
panning out, yeah.
Is there any, for any ASC, potential ASC physician owners or physicians who may be considering establishing their own independent ASC in this landscape, is there one or two maybe nuggets of advice or piece of information that you think might be important for them to know?
Yeah, so I mean, like every orthopedic based ASC is running into the ground. I mean, like, they've cut reimbursements so dramatically that, it's become completely, and I mean, like, apparently they're going into this value based systems where they're contracting you out for millions of surgeries for pennies and on the dollar, So it's, I would strongly suggest if somebody's trying to, open an independent ASC, is not the right time. But I mean, the only saving grace is this OBL stuff. If you have the capabilities to run OBLs with just cardiac and vascular and pain and all that, that's the way to go. At this point, all the reimbursements are, designed for hospital-based systems. So unless you have that sort of a backing, just the independent rates are not enough to run an ASC anymore.
Yeah, certainly interesting to see, I guess, how the OBL route develops, like you suggested, and whether more independent ASCs might go that route. Exciting news, certainly for you, with that relocation coming up, and we'll certainly touch base with you down the line. But Dr. Dale, real pleasure having you back on the podcast with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to connecting with you again down the line.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.